This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to take you north right now to Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, a country with which, as has been in the news this year, and despite the $2 billion a day of cross-border trade that we do with them, it's a country with which the United States has had all kinds of economic beefs of late. The whole NAFTA thing, the steel and aluminum tariffs still in place, I might add, and not helping at all, the news last week from General Motors that it's going to lay off 15,000 people in North America, closing plants in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Oshawa, Ontario. These are just the latest round of layoffs to hit the Toronto suburb, where GM used to be one of the biggest employers. So, as Marketplace's Emma Jacobs reports, the city has had to learn to diversify its economy.
Canadians have been assembling automobiles in Oshawa for more than a century. Buicks at first, then other GM brands. In the 1930s, the company released a marketing film that touted its plant as a symbol of Canadian industrial might.
What immense machines!
Yes, this is one of Canada's finest stamping plants.
And for generations of Canadians, the Oshawa plant produced lots of steady work.
So at the peak, it would have been 30,000 jobs.
John Henry is chairman of the Regional Government Authority and former mayor of Oshawa. His father and grandfather worked for GM.
Every time there was a strike, the economy of Oshawa would change.
Layoffs and attrition have shrunk the workforce to around 3,000. They produce both cars, including the Cadillac XTS, and trucks, including the Chevy Silverado. The closure could drag down the province of Ontario's GDP by as much as 0.5%. Several companies that supply parts to GM will also close or cut back local operations. One firm, Martin Rea, says it will shutter its plant in neighboring Ajax and will offer to relocate its 77 workers there. Oshawa is not the company town it was in the late 80s, says economist Alan Arcand of the Conference Board of Canada. Back then,
30% of all workers were employed in manufacturing. Today, it's only 8% of workers.
As the GM plant shrank, a large healthcare complex set up shop in town. The University of Ontario Institute of Technology opened its campus here in 2002, and construction and real estate have boomed as people sought affordable places to live near Toronto, about 45 minutes away. Meanwhile, many companies that worked closely with GM adapted during its long decline. Jeff Robinson, president of contractor J.J. McGuire, says GM Oshawa has been the company's mainstay, but
years ago, we strategized to try to diversify from the automotive and find other ways of making money.
Now, GM only accounts for about a quarter of the contractor's employees, and the company has moved into building nursing homes and affordable housing. GM says this round of plant closures will let it shift resources to developing electric and autonomous cars. John Comar argues these changes in the automotive industry could end up being good news for Oshawa in the long run. Comar spent 3 decades at General Motors. Now he runs an automotive research center at University of Ontario's Institute of Technology. The big automakers come here to test their vehicles' new features in a state-of-the-art wind tunnel.
Look above us. These solar lamps are full-spectrum UV. And in fact, we can configure these down so that the vehicle can feel like it's in Arizona on the hot day, or it can feel like a nice sunny day in Alaska.
The university is training students to work for the automakers that remain in Ontario, including GM, which still has a research facility nearby.
In fact, we've had a ramp up of thousands of very, very high-skilled software engineering, electrical engineering, advanced technology work.
Many people in Oshawa hope that GM will build on that trend by retooling the plant to assemble its next generation of vehicles here. In Oshawa, Ontario, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.